Climate Activists Call for End to U.S. Navy's Blue Angels Seattle Air Show. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 27, 2025. Climate activists are calling for an end to the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels iconic air show in Seattle, Washington, arguing the show is too loud and leads to pollution. The Airshow Climate Action Coalition, which consists of climate activists from local climate groups, placed a billboard up that shows people covering their ears with their hands, along with the words, "Say no to Blue Angels. And too loud. War trauma, and pollution," Fox News reported. The coalition's billboards comes in protest of Seattle's CFER Festival, which the Blue Angels have been performing at since 1972, according to the outlet. According to the U.S. Navy Blue Angels website, the Blue Angels, which have represented the U.S. Navy and the Marine Corps since 1946, consists of 140 world-class, active-duty sailors and Marines. Since 1946, it has been our honor to represent the United States Navy and Marine Corps to audiences both at home and abroad as we showcase the excitement, precision, and power of naval aviation, a message from the Blue Angels commanding officer on the website says. Aiden McCall, the main designer for the billboard, used to live on Mercer Island, where the Blue Angels fly, before leaving due to the fallout effects from the air show, according to the Seattle Times. The sheer amount of carbon emissions the Blue Angels create, 670 tons in one weekend, is immense and wasteful on top of being a big display of U.S. militarism, McCall explained to the outlet. Another person, who works as a community organizer, started a petition that calls for an end to the Blue Angels air show, according to the outlet. Mary Patterson, a volunteer with 350 Seattle and a member of the coalition behind the billboards, clarified that they don't oppose CFER, but that they oppose the continued Boeing-sponsored airshow with the Blue Angels, according to Fox 13 News. Patterson added that noise from the Blue Angels airshow causes hearing damage, especially for children. The coalition's billboards comes as a Seattle resident, Lauren Lombardi, filed a lawsuit against several Blue Angels officials, claiming that her sick cat was traumatized by the noise from the airshow, according to Como News. Lombardi also claimed that the Blue Angels reportedly silenced her on social media by blocking her from interacting with the Blue Angels' Instagram page.